Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. If you're a shop owner who's constantly holding on to those uncashed checks to yourself to keep the shop running, or maybe you're struggling with productivity issues with technicians and aren't sure what to do, well, I've got some good news. Reach out to Chris Cotton at AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching and book a free strategy session today. You'll learn from the best and get one-on-one customized attention from either Chris or one of his incredible coaches. And I want to stress, it's one-on-one. This is not cut-and-paste tactics they give to each shop owner. They hear from you and work to detail personalized advice on how to grow. Many of their clients have found themselves calling their coach a friend, and you could too. Book your free strategy session today and mention you heard about them on the Automotive Repair News Today podcast. Visit the link in the description. You're listening to Automotive Repair News Today. I'm Braxton Critcher. According to Aftermarket News, the total of open repair shops today is drastically less than 10 years ago. Despite a $21 billion increase in revenue, roughly 23,000 shops nationwide have closed in the last decade. According to the report, there are several factors for these numbers, but a leading one is the increasing number of DIYers. Numbers certainly were trending in this direction from 2013 to 2020, but COVID-19 sent this trend through a huge spike. Chris Messer, VP of Endeavor Business Media's Vehicle Repair Group, shares more.
There's certainly new shops that open up each and every year, but the capital expenditure to open a shop is higher than it's ever been in history. You need to have significant capital to be able to start and to have the right equipment and tooling and knowledge to be able to fix those vehicles. And it's hard to do that being a one-person show. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing the big shops grow bigger.
Chris went on to say that he believes the repair industry is not in shambles, however, but thriving, citing the trade is essential. And innovative shop owners will continue to take advantage of the tremendous opportunity because of the decline in total number of shops. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is working to save lives. According to a report on Motor.com, the NHTSA believes they can save up to 13,000 lives annually because of a new technology. How? A blood alcohol monitoring system installed in vehicles. A recently passed Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, or BIL, would require all weight classes 1 through 3 vehicles to have a BRAC test implanted as standard equipment. If this technology progresses on schedule, lawmakers will be ready for technology installation by the end of the year, but you won't see it in vehicles till 2027 or after. How would this tech work, though? Certain manufacturers integrated the BRAC test into the steering wheel, utilizing palm contact to gauge alcohol levels via ultraviolet light before vehicle activation. However, critics highlighted potential vulnerabilities to deception, particularly with winter gloves or similar hand coverings. Other tests are located at the steering column level to analyze exhaled CO2 content for alcohol presence. Should the ratio exceed a predefined threshold, the vehicle will be prevented from starting. As news surfaces on this advancement, be sure to follow Automotive Repair News Today on social media for updates. The only thing not covered in this bill thus far is driving while drugged, as in heavy doses of medication over the counter, and or marijuana. The North American Council of Automotive Teachers, NACAT, is inviting registrants for its 50th anniversary NACAT conference and expo. This landmark event held in Indianapolis is set to honor the achievements and advancements in the automotive education industry. Scheduled at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Plainfield Indianapolis Airport, the conference starts July 22nd and runs to July 25. Early bird registration for NACAT members is $550 until May 15th, where it will rise to $625. On May 16th, non-members can register for $650 before May 15th and $725 thereafter. Scanner Danner, founded by Paul Danner, is an automotive diagnostic training company with an emphasis on engine performance. And they're starting a charity. Called SD Charities, Paul's wife Kristen will take lead on the nonprofit, focusing on serving anyone in need in the automotive industry and beyond. Why? Here's Paul and Kristen Danner.
We have been given a lot, and our faith tells us that it's not for us. And not one thing that we have do we deserve. And because of that, like, we feel compelled.
We want it to be nominations. So if you're contacting us, it can't be for you. Right. It needs to be for somebody else.
We want to be intentional. And I think it also furthers the idea of, you know, this is us looking beyond ourselves. And so we encourage other people, look beyond yourself, like, look around you, who is in need.
Strickland Brothers 10-Minute Oil Change opened 8 new locations last quarter. Primarily located in North Carolina, expansion to other states is coming. CEO and founder Justin Strickland expressed his enthusiasm for the company's growth, stating, quote, "We are thrilled to witness the ongoing expansion of Strickland Brothers and the realization of our vision for convenient, top-tiered automotive care for our valued customers." Looking ahead, they anticipate the grand opening of an additional 14 stores in the second quarter. They are one of the fastest-growing oil change-focused shops in the country. Motor Information Systems is now accepting applicants for their annual Top 20 Awards. The celebration of industry innovation, now in its third decade, this esteemed program aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding achievements across the automotive landscape. Open to all sectors, service and repair, OEMs, technology providers, transportation/heavy-duty, and parts suppliers. Send in your entry today at motor.com/top20awards. The deadline is May 31st of this year. I'm Braxton Critcher, and don't forget, comment, like, and subscribe to this podcast to help the news get to more and more people. Find us on social media, too. Just search Automotive Repair News Today. And thanks again for listening to Automotive Repair News Today.